We sit here in the stillness of this room. And even though there might be some sounds, we sit here in the quiet of this room. Even though there might be thoughts and chatter and feelings within you, beyond the edges of your thoughts and chatter and feelings and sensations, just beyond the edges, there is stillness. Similar to how there's space and stillness around you in this room, so there is space and stillness within you, between your thoughts, between the places where the sensations and feelings are. There is space within your body, and a certain kind of peaceful stillness in spite of places of agitation. And if you can feel some of the space and stillness of the moment as you exhale, perhaps you can relax into it, yield into it. And similar to how sensations and feelings and thoughts exist in a context of space, stillness, so whatever is happening to you exists in the context of awareness. It's sometimes said that awareness shares some of the same qualities of space, of stillness. It's not always obvious that's the case. Everything that happens to us, everything we're aware, we know, we're aware of, and awareness is not exactly personal. Awareness, as you're sitting here, will happen in spite of yourself. If I instruct you to stop being aware, just give it up. If you try to do that, you'll see that it's not so easy. Unless you choose to kind of check out in thoughts. amazing thing we have to be aware. Awareness is the universe knowing itself. Out of the primordial soup evolved this capacity for nature, for the world, for the universe. That we are, we're part of. Awareness is nature knowing itself. And then as you sit here, rather than trying a lot to be aware, rather than making some kind of tense effort, see if you can, see what it is you can let go of. So you let go into awareness. You let go of thoughts. It isn't just like letting go of your thoughts. It's kind of like letting go of the diving board, and then you let go into the refreshing water of the pool. Let go of your thoughts and let go into awareness of what is. In doing mindfulness practice, whatever is happening to you can be the subject of awareness. Rather than thinking some things are distractions, we relax into awareness, and in that awareness, receive, hold, allow for what's happening. Trying to be clear, clearly know what's happening. Letting go of thoughts, so you can be more aware, fully aware of the body breathing. When there are compelling sensations in the body, letting go of any idea that those are distraction. Let those be held in awareness. Know them for what they are. If there are emotions and attitudes, it's okay. See how those can be held in awareness. The awareness is always larger than what you're aware of. And sometimes, instead of letting go of thoughts, it's appropriate to not treat thoughts as a distraction, but just something else we're aware of. Be aware whether you think more in words or think more in images or both. So that you don't get pulled into the story and content of your thoughts. Step back from them a bit and be aware of how they actually are. Are the thoughts insistent, strong? Is the thinking weak and easygoing? Are you closely tied to your thinking, almost as if you are your thoughts? Or are thoughts like soft clouds floating through the empty sky? Do your thoughts have a location? Do you tend to think or have images in some area of your body or some location? Sometimes if you identify the location where thinking tends to be, where the loudspeaker is for the inner voice or the screen upon the for the images, it's easier to just be aware of it without being pulled into the movie. Kind of like waking up in a movie theater and realizing it's just a movie with people around eating popcorn. Just thoughts, the mind thinking, and the awareness of it is separate, holds it all. And if you're struggling with something, it's okay. Perhaps you can hold that also in a wide awareness, an awareness that makes space for the sense of struggle. If you take whatever is happening to you very personally, be aware of that. Be aware of the identification, the self-referencing. What happens if you hold that in a wide awareness? Sometimes with thoughts or struggle or even taking things personally, it can help to very quietly use a mental note to acknowledge what something is in such a way that you kind of step away from the identification. So that whatever you think, whatever thoughts arise, is nature thinking. Whatever struggles you have, it's just nature with a sense of struggle. Whatever calm or peace you have, it's nature's calm and peace. Whatever arises in awareness is nature knowing itself. Sometimes it's easier for awareness to be at ease if awareness includes what's happening. What might be happening right now that you can include, that you can accept, that would make it easier, more easeful to be aware? If you are thinking right now, become clear that that's happening. Meditation circles will often associate being really involved in thinking as kind of like being asleep. And then getting clear about what's happening is like being awake. a Buddhist word that is sometimes translated into English as enlightenment, bodhi, literally means to be awake. And it's nice that kind of the practice matures, grows into becoming more and more awake, and so that we can be awake to how things are, as opposed to being for or against how things are, or instead of struggling with how things are or holding on to how things are, thinking that things shouldn't be or things should be. So the idea of awake is a radical alternative way of relating to our experience, just to be awake to it. Particularly important with thinking. Thinking does not have to be your enemy as you practice. Though it is useful to let go of your thoughts if they're kind of superficial chatter. But it's possible to be awake, wake up to thinking, so you're really clear. This is thinking, so clear that you're not really involved anymore. You're not participating anymore with thinking. It's just really clear, oh, this is happening. And it's a wonderful thing to do so. And I kind of compare it to being absorbed in a movie theater. And for some reason you wake up to the fact that what's happening on the screen is not really happening. It's just these light show. And there's people around you and they're eating popcorn and wiggling, and look at their faces and they're raptly involved as if it's all real. But you kind of wake up. It's kind of, the world becomes three-dimensional instead of the two-dimensional world of the picture, of the movie. And I like it that to be awake is a state that doesn't require a lot of effort exactly. Mindfulness, sometimes people take mindfulness being effortful, but mindfulness can lead to being awake. Just here and awake to what is. As a way of kind of continuing and building on these days of practice. This is a very nice day, I think, to give yourself over to the practice more fully. Not so much to strain at all, but to kind of stay close, be intimate. Stay closely connected to your awareness bubble. Stay closely connected to your practice so your mind doesn't wander far afield. Or you stay close so you know where you are, know what's happening in the moment. There's a few things that some people find helpful to do so on a day like today. One interesting thing to do is to take a period of time, a walk and a sit, and treat it as one continuous time of practice. So you would really not try not to do anything else unless you really have to. But just kind of make it kind of seamless. When you get up from the sitting, get up as if that's really a meditation session in and of itself, to stand up and to walk out of the hall. And kind of seamlessly go to a place where you do walking meditation and do it till you hear the bell, and then come back, and as if it's just seamless. It's not like a break between them. Sometimes that's a nice thing to do, is to experiment. Some people find it helpful in a day like today to spend some of the day perhaps going around as you walk and do whatever you're going to eat or whatever you're going to do, to do it a little bit slower than you did before. Again, not to struggle with being slow, and not that you have to be slow, but there's sometimes the right times in practice in a retreat. It's actually kind of nice to stay close in, be slow, so you're really in touch, less likely to wander off in thought, and you're more easily connected to your body and to your breath and to, you know, yourself in the moment-to-moment experience. I very much appreciate all of you and your practice, and it feels like a very, very nice retreat here. So I hope you enjoy this day of practice. Thank you.